Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello, everybody, and happy Sunday. It is Sunday, the end of the week. Actually, technically, the start of the week, which is such bullshit. They need to change that. My mom would always buy calendars specific to herself and change Sunday to the end of the week, not the start of the week. Who thinks of Sunday as a start of the week? What nonsense. Anyway, Yankees are trying to salvage a series versus the Blue Jays. Take the split, not take the loss. Jake, how are you?
Hey, Jim. Happy end of the week, start of the week.
Right? It's the end of the week.
Totally the end of the week.
Who wakes up on Sunday and like, all right, starting a new week today?
Yeah, that's a crock.
Yeah. If there's anything I need to like stand up for.
That's yours?
Yeah, maybe I'll make a Facebook page. Make Sunday. There's got to be one already. Make Sunday the end of the week.
The end of the week. Wow. All right, this was the pregame show. Thank you, guys. Rate, subscribe, join a tribe. I'm doing well, Jim. I'm doing well. Yanks lost, which is weird because it almost like didn't feel that way because the Yankees kind of won that game with really bad pitchers pitching, but the Vladdy chopper down the line gave them the lead, and they had a parade in Toronto. They won. They met all their season goals.
The difference between the Blue Jays and the Orioles, and it's nice to see, is the Blue Jays have hope and a future set up in place. So even though these games are meaningless for this season, it's kind of cool to see, like, it's kind of cool, kind of like, oh, fuck, to see, like, they have something set up. The Orioles have nothing set up. So I was a bit weirded out with how excited they were yesterday.
Right.
But whatever. Good for them.
Yeah, and you never know what actually goes on in their clubhouse and dugout through the year. Maybe they had like one of their big goals this year was like, let's protect our house. Let's, when the Yankees come into town, let's play over 500 ball or something like that. So I don't know. They are not just going to spend this whole time ripping the Jays for celebrating a win. But yeah, I mean that Vladdy ball down the line, I think the woba on it was 0.07, so like 7% of the time that's a hit, and this was one of those 7%. So Blue Jays are up 2-1. Yanks have the chance to split it today, or a really nice series win for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, the Yankees always kind of suck in Toronto. I don't know if the numbers support that or it's just how I feel, but I've always thought that the, you know, last year in Toronto didn't, I feel like it wasn't good. Do we have stats on that?
I mean, there's gotta be a stat somewhere.
Yeah, right? How do I find the fuck? I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I know that they're 7-5 in Toronto and they did lose one series where Toronto won 2 of 3. And now Toronto's won 2 more, so that's 4 of Toronto's wins have come at home, and they only have 5 wins against the Yankees. So, yes, it seems like we're bad in Toronto.
All right. Who's this Yankees lineup today, Jim?
It's kind of a fun lineup because we got DJ LeMahieu leading off playing second base. Then we have Aaron Judge batting second, playing right field. Then we've got all the G's, the G-men, strap in, Gary Sanchez batting third and DHing, Gio Urshela batting fourth and playing third base, Gardner, Brett, center field, Glaber, Torres, shortstop. And then after the G-men, you have Mike Ford. He's batting seventh, playing first base. Austin Romine catching. And Tuchman, best that ever was, in left field.
Anyone pitching for the Yanks?
Masahiro Tanaka.
Tank job. You slipped into a Jim Rome impression there, and I don't think you even realized it.
No, I knew.
Brett Gardner, phenomenal.
Yeah.
Gio Urshela, does it get better? No.
Jim Rome impression is really just talk like a douchebag impression.
Bingo.
It's funny that that's like Bingo. What he's bit into and how he has to talk now.
Yeah. Well, I think he also is a douchebag, but yeah. DJ LeMahieu, we like him. He's so playing no second Didi. Base.
Gleyber back and no Didi is the big news.
Which is good.
The damn turf, man. They want to give everyone a day off on the turf. But Gleyber coming back is great news.
Gleyber coming back is good news. Mike Ford switching to number 36 today. That's a big what to watch for.
Mm-hmm. Because they sent Breivik Valera down. Who's replacing Breivik?
They brought up two pitchers. They brought up Tarpley went on the IL. They brought up Brady Lale and another guy I was not familiar with.
Dude, this Tarpley,
it was the guy they just claimed.
Who'd they claim? Oh, yeah. Yeah, they weren't on the 40-man, so. Do you think Carlo
went to the 60-man IL.
Which means nothing.
Yeah.
That doesn't push his, some people still might think that pushes back his return. That does nothing. Do you think Tarpley's injured, or do you think it's a roster move?
I think he's injured because I don't think you can do that kind of stuff with young players. Like, I think it's illegal.
He'd file a grievance, but it just seems very convenient that the Yankees are out of pitchers and yesterday's pitcher gets to go on the IL, which allows them to put someone else in the 40-man. Because even if they sent Tarp down, they don't have someone to bring up.
It's also pretty – what do you mean?
If they send him down –
Right.
How'd they clear room on the 40-man? How'd they clear two spots?
Giancarlo went to the 60 day.
That's one. And then how'd they clear the other spot?
I think they had it.
Oh, they just had a spot.
Because Tarpley just went to the 10-day. So he's not on the 40-man. So, no. No. Myth busted.
Myth busted, yeah. I didn't realize they had a 40-man spot open.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, Brady Lale. Wow. We got our man. And Joe Mantiply comes up.
I mean, they need pitching help. This isn't the help they really need. They need Lasagna and Betances and Severino to come back because, I mean, this is not pregame show talk. This is full talking Yanks talk. Okay. All right. Well, Tanaka's going. I feel like Tanaka has good numbers versus the Blue Jays. I know that he smokes Justin Smoke. His last game against them wasn't that good, actually. Oh, no. Yeah. Six innings pitched, two earned runs. Six innings pitched, four earned runs was his last two games. Last year, 2018, he absolutely shut down the Blue Jays. And 2017, his last game of the 2017 season was his 15 strikeout game of the Blue Jays. He's got good results versus them. I like that. I know that he absolutely owns Smoke, and you keep waiting for it to, like, well, this has got to break at some point. Like, Smoke has to get to him, like, you know, just a random, like, homer or big double. But Smoke is 2-for-26 versus Tanaka. And it just continuing.
And Jimmy, Justin Smoke will be batting fifth today for your Toronto Blue Jays. Coming up before him, Bo Bichette taking the world by storm. Everyone jumped onto my Bo Buffett catch, which, Jim, we might have to dig that out of one of the old Talking Baseball episodes.
You think you're the only one?
I think I was first, yes.
You don't think that Bo Bichette has heard Bo Buffett his whole life?
You didn't. You're not a Star Wars guy.
I guarantee you the moment he was born, a nurse said, it sounds like Bo Buffett.
No nurses said that. They were so happy and they were rushing around. They were delivering babies. They didn't have time.
He was born in Russia?
They were, yes. Bo Bichette is your shortstop. Flo Bichette, other people are calling him that, Jim. Kevin Biggio, making it Biggio, your DH today. Freddie Galvis slides over to second base. Randall Grichuk, the Yankee killer in right field. Smoke, we mentioned him at first base. Teoscar Hernandez is your center fielder. Derek Fisher in left. Brandon Drury, old friend of the program, on third base. And Reese McGuire catching with Thornton. Here's a who. I think it's Trent Thornton on the bump for the Jays.
Yeah, yeah. Watch out for Randall Grichuk. That dude's an asshole. He has 3 home runs versus Tanaka in 12 at-bats. He's got 4 hits. 3 of them are home runs. Nobody likes you, Randall Grichuk. Please stop being so mean to the Yankees. Freddie Galvis also has good numbers.
Be Randall Grichuk against us. Don't be better than you are.
It's very annoying. Who's Trent Thornton? I've heard the name before, but I'm not entirely
sure. We've seen him before this year.
We've seen him twice this year, Jake. Want to know how we fared?
I literally do.
Okay. Trent Thornton, he pitched against the Yankees once at Yankee Stadium. On June 26th, he went 3.1 innings pitched, 7 hits, 5 earned runs. In your face, Thornton. And earlier in the year, earlier in June, we faced Trent Thornton in Toronto. He went 5 innings pitched, 4 earned runs, 5 hits. He gave up 3 home runs in those 2 games. I'll find out who they were to. I don't even know what kind of lineup we were throwing out last time versus him, because that's crazy. Let's see. The last time we faced him, it was DJ LeMahieu, Aaron Judge, Gary Sanchez, same first 3. Luke Voit, he's dead. Edwin Encarnacion, dead. Didi Gregorius, not playing today. Aaron Hicks, dead. Gleyber Torres, Brett Gardner. Nice. Nice. Okay. And then the other game, DJ LeMahieu, Luke Voit, Gary Sanchez, Kendrys Morales, so dead. Gleyber Torres, Clint Frazier, dead. Hicks, dead. Brett Gardner, Gio Urshela, Cameron Maven. Interesting.
Nice, man.
Who do you think's got the best numbers versus him that's playing today?
Trent Thornton's rookie season, man. 23 starts. Good for him. 5.55 ERA. Not as good. Best numbers against Trent Thornton are Clint Frazier.
0-for-1 with a walk.
Not bad.
Didi Gregorius, 1-for-2 with a home run. Luke Voit, 1-for-4 with a double. Gary Sanchez, 2-for-5 with a home run. DJ LeMahieu, 3-for-5 with a home run.
Wow.
So DJ, Gary, and Didi, but Didi's not playing today.
That's cool for the summer.
What? Just like that's cool for the summer.
It's cool for the summer. Don't tell your mother.
Ooh,
it's a song.
Ooh. Oh, I know.
I know.
How was your concert you went to?
It was good. Played songs. Weather was nice. Guy recognized me.
Wow.
He's wearing a Tar Heels jersey.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Said big talking Yanks fan. You guys are my favorite podcast. And I said, security, I don't know him. And then they got him out of there.
Did you say boo the Tar Heels? I thought we put a ban on you guys from listening.
You banned all the Tar Heel fans.
No, I banned the Tar Heels.
Just Tar Heels.
Mm-hmm. Like roofers?
I have no qualms with Tar Heels. That's just a Jimmy thing.
Tar Heels, Jake. Confederate soldiers that stood on the front lines so gallantly that it's as if their heels were tarred to the ground. They would not budge.
Okay.
All right, cool. So
doesn't change a thing, yeah.
Pitching path to victory.
What's your pitching path to victory today? Brady Lail?
Probably. Dude, I don't know. Yesterday's strategy going in with Chance and Tarpley, I said on the pregame show that there's no way they don't allow less than three runs. And I know there was some weird stuff that happened or whatever, but they allowed three runs. It was a given. And that's not really why we lost anyway. It was just a fucking – it was not even the blue pit that Otto gave up. It was like the walk before that, stuff like that. But anyway, what is the path today? Like, who went yesterday? Did everyone go? I mean, Chapman can go today.
Canely's out. I think that's Canely, Chance Adams, and Tarpley, who's on the IL, would technically be out.
Britton can go again. So Ottavino, Britton, Ottavino threw 31 pitches, Jake.
So yeah, he's probably out.
So it's Britton and Chapman. And if you have to bridge that gap, it's honestly Brady Lale or Sessa?
Sessa.
Okay, it's Tanaka, Sessa, Britton, Chapman.
Yeah. It's a good 6 or 7 out of Tankster today, huh?
Massa. Yeah.
Earn that pride, Tank. Earn that pride of the Yankees.
Could use it. Last time, getaway day in Toronto, Jay Happ stepped up. Got us the win, avoided the sweep. We moved on to Chicago, I think. I forget. But that's what we need out of Tanaka today.
Nice.
What's your what to watch for? May I go first?
Go first, Jim.
I'm doing one of the G's, and it's Glaber. It's been a weird injury. We're not sure what like actually happened. He's got weird crotch pains or whatever. Hernia.
Him and Voight, that lower below the belly button muscle that I don't have has been bothering both of them.
Yeah. No, it's like the fupa area.
Yeah.
It's like Bingo. Where your pubic hairs are.
Okay.
Just trying to get scientific.
Just what you want it.
See what Lindsay Adler tweeted out.
If he had
ovaries, this were half of them.
Yeah.
She had to delete it. Everyone's going crazy.
People.
A lot of people are sticking up for Glaber. If, don't rule him out, he may.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm watching Glaber. His swings looked weird the last couple games. It just looked like he was playing tentative baseball.
Right.
They're doing all these tests. The other day, the beat reporter's like, Glaber didn't come out for running and throwing. And then they asked Boone, like, oh, I did that inside because we were running late. So it's like, all
right. Right.
But did they really, Jake? Watching Glaber, I think it's either 3 home runs or 3 strikeouts.
Okay. And, yeah, they did end up going out on the field yesterday. So that's good if you're into that thing. Hellacious, what to watch for, Jim?
I think it's an honest one.
It definitely was honest. Jim, I'm going to flip the script a little, and I'm going to put it on Tanaka against the Yankee Killers. Like, you can't – if there's a situation where Randall Grichuk or Teoscar Hernandez is up, you can't give them a pitch to hit. Like, that's not an option anymore. Like, I don't care who they are in their regular MLB seasons – against the Yankees and this series, those guys are tuned in. So if there's, you know, a runner on second, couple of runners on base, and those guys are up, you know, you can't do a, like, get me over pitch. Like that, we've gotten past that because they will hit it out of the park. So I want to see how Tank deals with the specific Yankee Killers for the Blue Jays. And, yeah, I think that's it. And Brandon Drury, an old friend. How about that?
So don't let the guys that always beat us beat us.
It's a hot take, I know, but yes.
Okay. What about Trent Thornton? What do you think his pitch mix is?
Loser.
Ooh. Wow. Jake coming for Trent Thornton's throat.
Scrotum. He throws a fastball 48% of the time. He throws a slider 30%. Sometimes he drops a changeup in there. What do you mean would be huge?
A lot of guys throw their fastballs more than that. That would mean he's right. That would mean he's got really dirty off speed.
Doesn't mean that.
Well, kinda. Otherwise, he's a terrible pitcher. They don't have him on the pitcher list thing. The fuck.
Tough.
The fuck. It says he has a four-seam fastball. It's 93 miles per hour. Also mixing in a slider, 81, a cutter, 88, a curve, 80, and a splitter. And then a sinker. Every Blue Jays pitcher throws six pitches.
It's your favorite.
I'm kind of getting over that. Maybe Brooks Baseball is just giving everyone pitches. Like if I signed up, they'd say I have four pitches when I have zero.
Sign up.
You have one. You could be a knuckleballer in a bad 40-plus independent league.
Haven't been working on it.
I have faith in you.
Shun it.
I do. Okay?
Would you sing the damn Homer Draft song?
We're
all waiting for it.
Homer Draft. It's the Homer Draft. Homer Draft. I stole Jake's magic yesterday. Was it enough to tie it? No, because Jake's been going crazy. Was it enough to make me proud of myself? Yes. Yeah. Gary and Gio, I had both of them. They both homered. 2 points on the board for me. Jake has his first ofer in a week. Zero points on the board for Jake. This series is now 4-2, which is going into the last day. Pretty big. Jake's got it locked up, kind of. But I'm happy. I'm happy that I won a day. That's where it came to. You've been so hot.
It's not locked up. You got to believe, man. That's how the Mets did it.
Did what? Won a week of games versus bad teams? Burn!
Wow, calling the Nationals a bad team. Check out Talking Baseball for that. Jim, I am up first in the Homer Draft.
Yeah, you are.
I believe.
No, you're not. No, you are.
Okay. That was a no, you are.
No. You're up first.
No, you are. You are. Okay. As you know, Jim, you got to play some defense, especially a four-game set like this.
Tell them who you can't pick.
I can't take Urshela, Didi, Talkman, Ford, Judge, or DJ LeMahieu. Jim, with my first pick, I am going to take Gleyber Torres because
you had to.
The three home runs and blocking you.
And you're taking Gary with your next pick, I'm guessing?
I'm taking Gary Sanchez with my second pick.
Because I can't take him. Okay, so my options are very limited.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't...
You got Talk Daddy.
Okay, I can't take Romine, Ford, DJ, Gardner, Gary, Gio, or Gleyber. So there's two left. Who do I get?
You get Talkman.
And DJ LeMahieu.
Yeah, that's great. Those are great Homer Draft guys.
Yeah, DJ's got.
No, you took DJ LeMahieu early in the week. That's illegal.
Judge
formation. Aaron Judge. Yeah.
Talkman, so like, Judge.
What are you crying about over there?
I'm not crying. You're
crying. You're bawling your eyes out.
Dude, how high are you? You're so lit. Dude, those pregame recaps. Are you
blazed right now?
It's getting worse, and they're not. Yeah. They're not ironic. They're not in the joke. Just getting more and more people who honestly think I'm really high every night.
Maybe stop getting blazed up so hard.
Which is so funny because like if I like that post game recap,
right,
is my last bit of work some nights.
Right.
The last two nights we didn't record after the game. So it's like after I record that, then I go smoke and sit on the couch all night.
Right.
So it's like my last sober thing, but the whole internet's like, you're so high.
You're so high, bro.
Motherfuckers. All right, well, Talkman and Judge versus Gleyber and Gary. For the fourth game of a four-game set, I know there's a lot of lineup switches that helped us, but that's pretty solid final crew.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gleyber and Gary returning off the IL was pretty big for the Homer Draft.
Yeah, it helped us space it out. Gary's home run yesterday was nice, huh?
That was nice. Good catch by the fan.
Yep. All right. What's the over-under? It went under yesterday. It went under two times in a row now.
Back to back. What do you think it is, Jim?
What do you think it is? Tanaka versus Thornton. It's been going under. I think they're going to keep it at 10.5.
Yeah, 10.5 would be my guess as well, Jim. They went 11.
What? Wow, they don't like Tanaka. 11. I'm going under.
Yeah. I like the under two, Jim. I think Tanaka twirls it today. The team needs him. Tank knows he's got to step up and stop. He screwed around with the splitter a little bit. He likes it, but he hasn't been pitching well. He's going to work in that slider a little more that got him through April. Tank's going to have a nice day.
The alternative, if Tank gets, like, blowed up.
Right.
Means Brady Lail and that other guy. What's his name?
Joey Meat Sacks. No, it's not Joey Meat Sacks. God, Joe Mantiply. Mantiply.
Yeah. Well, those guys are coming in if Tanaka gets lit up, and it's completely just who cares.
Yeah, and I mean, I think one of those guys is going to be on the team for either just today or potentially today and tomorrow, and then they call up Johnny Ells.
Yeah, but, and CC should be coming back. There's a lot of stuff happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. The stream is struggling right now, but we'll do some questions from the chat because there were some. If Talkman keeps up his hotness, can he win Rookie of the Year? Nope, he is not eligible. Past rookie status last year. Should the Rockies GM be fired for letting DJ Nottavino walk and trading Mikey T for a bag of balls? He should take a deep look at himself in the mirror.
Yeah, he should. Ottavino, they knew they couldn't re-sign him. So that's a little different. Signing LeMahieu and Daniel Murphy to a very similar contract, yes, awful. And Mike Talkman, yeah. I mean, when we saw the Rockies, their outfield defense was putrid. And Mike Talkman's really good, so...
Yeah. All right. I think that's it. The stream kind of crapped out. But everyone listening on the podcast app, you're good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Did you know this pregame show, Jake, is in the top 20 baseball podcasts?
I did. Yeah, man.
I know. I didn't think that was like a thing. It wasn't a goal. I just thought, you know, people want to listen to it on the podcast, have it will. But keep going, guys. You guys are pushing it up and up.
Keep pushing it up and up.
Tell your friends, hey, you going to the stadium? Check out this podcast. They talk about stuff. Do those last words you always do.
Oh, I thought that was the end. That was a perfect ending.
You're the ender. Everyone loves ending on your voice. People live for your last words. They take bets. What do you think his last words are going to be? Oh, he's trying to talk. He's trying to talk. It looks like he's chewing. Looks like he got a mouthful of peanut butter. Okay. All right, Jake. What are your last words? Oh, shock.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.